WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. After 146 days of walking the picket line, members of the Writers Guild have reached a tentative agreement with the Hollywood studios to end the writers' strike.
WGA members received an email saying a tentative agreement has been reached between the Writers Guild and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, praising the striking writers for enduring the pain and uncertainty of the past 146 days, and calling the deal exceptional with meaningful gains and protections for writers in every sector of the membership.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The actors are still on strike. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez set to have a press conference this morning in the midst of calls from some in his own party to step down. Menendez and his wife will be arraigned Wednesday on corruption charges. Less than a week until the clock runs out on the fiscal year and barring a spending plan in place, the government will shut down. This is ABC News. An emergency declaration in southern Louisiana over the threat of salt water seeping up the Mississippi River and entering the water supply. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
The problem is drought, drying up part of the Mississippi, allowing salt water from the Gulf of Mexico to flow north. That salt water could then inadvertently get pumped out of the Mississippi and into water treatment plants. The water in Plaquemines Parish, south of New Orleans, has already been impacted for months. Louisiana's governor and the mayor of New Orleans now trying to calm residents' fears, urging them not to panic buy bottled water.
Italian authorities have announced one of the country's most notorious organized crime figures died today in a prison hospital. Matteo Messina Denaro was convicted of dozens of murders. He was captured in January after decades on the run when investigators discovered he was being treated for colon cancer under a false name. Messina Denaro was 61 years old. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and they'd slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, and good Victory Monday to you.
Wow, that was...
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning. Wasn't that...
Yes, it was.
It was a little boring, though.
It was terrible for three quarters.
Right. I'm so happy for those fans, because they were doing some crowd shots.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my despondent. God, you guys. Everybody's thinking, oh, is this worth 110 bucks or whatever they paid now, and all this hassle? But yeah, that... Man, that was exciting at the end.
That was phenomenal.
It was.
Phenomenal. So happy for Jordan Love.
Right.
How cool. Okay, so was it Saturday you and Milton went over to help Spencer paint the fence?
That was a good time. Yes.
Is that ever gorgeous? Did you see it, Todd?
Yeah, I saw it online. Isn't it fantastic? That was very cool. And the picture with you and Milton and everything was really cool.
Like I said, Milton was just there for the photo op. Yeah,
Todd, he didn't copy you on that. I'm glad it hurt my feelings. No, Milton was cool. For those maybe who are just tuning in, that's my dog. And, but we walked along. There were three fences being painted that day.
Right, right. Well,
so it was pretty cool.
Tradition now, yeah.
Right. So the Saturday before the home opening game, and so we went and visited with everyone. But yeah, that looks great. It's just so much energy in town. Downtown too. We were down here Saturday night. We went to. Have you guys been to that 70s bar on Broadway?
Have not. No.
That sounds fun though.
It does.
That,
absolutely.
That
it does.
Was fun. There and then Chef Fusions as well. We had some.
That's right. Is it right next to like the sardine can?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Which you would know.
Because we went someplace to have a really good burger.
It's
one
right
night.
Next to the burger company.
Have you been there, Todd?
I have not.
All right, man.
Okay, that's a
that's
good place.
That's on our list. you can't believe these burgers.
And there were people enjoying that. And
I don't think they're good for you.
I don't
think they're plant-based.
I don't, you know. But that 70s, you know, they had the Brady Bunch pictures up there, and then all the music is from the 70s. It was fun. We had a great time there, and then we went to Chef Fusion. So we had some people in from
Look at you, man about town.
Oklahoma and Vegas. Now, one of the ladies from Vegas, friends of my daughter, she was going to buy tickets for but the seat licensing out in that new stadium was like 20 grand a ticket. Ours was what? $3,500?
I don't remember. The seat license?
Yeah.
PLS? PSL?
Personal seat license.
PSL.
Yeah. Anyway, but she...
I don't know what it was.
Anyway, that's...
I'm not into that spectrum of
But did you see
finance.
That game last night with Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, I did not. I didn't watch that one.
That was pretty good. That was a pretty good game, too. So.
I just want to say that, you know what? Jordan Love, and you know what I mean? They miss Aaron Jones a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Okay. A lot.
Yeah.
They still don't have like a number one receiver. Every other team has some guy that was a Pro Bowler.
He was this.
He was that. We got nothing except a bunch of young guys who nobody even knows running around out there.
Yeah.
You got a first year starting quarterback. You know what? You're 2-1 and very, very easily could be 3-0 And I'll tell you what, this kid is just going to get better and better and better. But his composure was so impressive in that game yesterday.
Yeah.
His expression didn't change when they were down 17 or when they were up in the last minute.
He's not pointing to people.
Not and, pointing yeah, at people, just, you know, not like, sulky, right. not... Right. None of those things.
Yeah.
He's all into it with his teammates. Love that young man.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And I just was like, you know, like I said, Saturday we were painting fences and then.
Wait. Did you actually pick up a paintbrush?
We were.
Did you actually pick up? It's a simple it's an
easy,
question.
Exactly. Thank easy you, question, right?
Thank yes Todd. Or no?
They have, Thank they, you, Todd. They have it. It's pretty cool because you go
did
there.
Did you get an answer, Todd?
I just Todd, explained how that answer? Works. I explained how that it's
you get one,
it's a fun community event because you, when you get there, they have the paint in a jar.
And oh, with a, wow, with a, that's with, different. With,
no. A lot of jars out there. And they said, just grab this color and then go and paint in this section. So it's very well organized.
So you did paint?
I saw that taking place, and I thought that was
thank you, John.
That's what I thought. The
anyway,
was
well, whatever. It thank was you. Great. We had a good time there. And then, you know, later, I was at the community shelter yesterday with. You remember we had
Ace
on here, who is a great kind of a Cajun chef. Actually, he's a great chef. I shouldn't label him as Cajun, but he does know Cajun food. So,
by the way, I found my book. I forgot it. Though. I was going to bring it. That Prudhomme, Paul Prudhomme, was a legend. Is he still alive?
I think he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Legendary. I mean, he was the first national Cajun type cook guy to go public. I mean, when somebody like when I was a kid, we didn't know what Cajun food was.
Right.
This book is from, I think, 1980 or something like that, but it's all his great recipes. And I want to bring that in. And I want you to make some of this stuff.
All right. I brought you some food today.
I know. I see that.
I'm going to heat it up. But we made the shrimp Creole.
Yeah.
Which was great. And then we made, actually, my wife and Christy, who kind of runs this building and the downtown, they made New Orleans pudding, bread pudding. And, we'll have that in the second hour. I'll heat that up for you
all
guys.
Right.
But it's going to be good. This is a great week. I just love this weekend. And then
me too.
We got another
Fantastic.
Game coming up Thursday. And then next weekend, since we're all free, you know, it's in the paper today. Maybe not today, but apple picking's a big deal. So it's fun to do that. There's no Packer games on. You know what I mean? Did you go apple picking with the kids?
I never have.
Oh, jeez.
I know. We've had this discussion.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I've never apple picked. You know what I have done at times, though?
Come on, you guys.
No, because I love wild apples.
Like, what are wild apples?
Like you're driving along a road and there's an apple tree. I love...
That would be stealing apples.
Well... So I very often have stopped and run out and grab some apples from trees in people's yards just to try them.
Wild apples.
What else do you call them?
Stealing apples. That's what it's called.
Stealing. I mean, they're
there there's
for
a tree
picking.
In some guy's yard. You go in there and take his fruit. Yeah. No, that's not stealing.
Well, I mean,
what am I talking about?
It's okay. Not really.
No. Anyway.
And you're not even sure whose property it is a lot of times.
Well, then it's okay. I'm not sure who lives there.
Right.
But yeah. Okay. I got it. All right. Anyway.
Because there's nothing better than a good wild apple. A sweet wild apple.
I've never heard. They're fresh apples, not wild apples.
They're wild.
What are the domestic apples and then wild apples?
Yeah. Because, like, okay, a domestic apple would be like somebody prunes it, he nurtures it, he waters it, he sprays it. That's like a domestic. These are just on their own. Just totally on their own. Mother Nature, here we go. That's a wild apple.
What? I didn't take that class. All
yeah,
right.
But because you talk about there's like wild. Do you grow onions when you have a garden? Do you grow onions?
Yeah, I think there's onions in there.
But then there's also wild onions out in the woods. You can find wild onions. So you see what I'm saying? Todd, you with me on this?
Well, I didn't think you were right, but then I did go online and do some checking, and there is such a thing as a wild apple. Oh,
thank you, Todd. Geez. Give me the bell. Give me the bell, Todd.
Oh, hang on. Todd, I got to go back to that page. Hang on.
He's going to go back to that. Wait.
There you go. Thank you.
No, is that
quiet?
Like,
quiet, Jim. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah,
give it to me again.
Again?
Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
Okay. Todd, what is the difference between a wild? Is he right that it's one is pruned by the other?
Yeah.
You put a branch on and all that?
Well, it basically just says that originally the wild apples were actually crab apples, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But things like wild apples and wild asparagus and wild onions do grow.
Wow. I am so right.
Anyway,
it's unbelievable.
I just don't...
What a great start to this week. This is fantastic.
But anyways, for the listeners, though, you go online, apple picking in our community. There's great places. Swamico, of course, there's a place in Wrightstown. There's And that's a fun family thing to do.
Oh, I would imagine. I would imagine.
It's great.
Yeah. And
you get your little, the kids love it. And yeah. Anyway, that's something that we'll be doing. Well, no, I guess we won't because my wife's not. I will not do that by myself, and I'm not going to do that with you because that would be a little weird. But
yeah, it would be really weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll pass on that.
Find a couple of baskets to go up there with. Right?
You see, somebody would be there, take a picture, put it on social media.
Hallmark movie.
Right now.
Mind on the
mayor. Yeah, we'll pass on that. Hey,
bonding over picking apples.
So that's domestic news. Are you following? I didn't talk to you about this before the show. Are you following that whole those pig parts for the human body?
The what?
Pigs?
No.
Are you Todd?
No.
Oh, you guys, you got to get into this.
Oh, we're really missing something.
You are. So they got there's 6,000 people on a waiting list that die every year because of organ transplants. The body parts aren't there.
Right, right.
So they're getting them through pigs, and they gave this, this guy's
and
like,
by the way, I am a donor, so if I pass and you need something, you can have it.
Yeah, but you got to want it. There's tests.
No, I mean,
that.
You might, if you need a kidney, you need a
full of
a heart,
looks like Swiss cheese,
a liver, whatever you need.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm all yours.
No. I love to look at
this. Could you live the rest of your life knowing part of me was in you?
No, that yes would not happen. No? Absolutely no. Nope, I would not.
Mr. Mayor, you have two choices. No,
I'd put a picture of you on my wall, maybe.
You've only got a few days left, or you can have Mino's kidney. Which is it?
You want Mino's Swiss cheese liver, or do you want... Yeah,
it's up to you.
No, I'll go see the people I know on the other side.
All right.
But anyway, though, they're raising pigs now to get these... parts. That's big news. I think
I didn't know that. I have not heard this. Like which parts? I mean, a pig's
kidneys for sure.
Really?
Kidneys, and then they put in a pig's heart. And this guy's like on month two.
Really?
Which is very exciting for
that
industry.
Absolutely.
And
can raise your own parts.
So I'm no more pork.
No more pork. What do you mean?
I'm not going to buy pork anymore.
Why?
Because I want to support pigs.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to be a difference between, hey, are we going to use this guy for some bacon or are we going to take his heart for a transplant? Anyway, I really don't think you're going to be saving anybody's lives. But, and you know what? You're such a liar anyway.
What?
Because your whole thing, 3 weeks ago.
17.
Monday, I started plant-based
food. What did I say?
Only plant-based food.
I said that.
And that was 3 weeks ago.
But there's stuff that has come up that has challenged my commitment because, and I'm more focused on the customer.
Challenge your commitment.
I'm more focused on the customer than I am on myself. I'm very selfless when it comes to that God. Eating. So
Todd,
I couldn't.
You hearing this?
Johnny,
are you hearing this?
Like this weekend, I couldn't start my plant based diet because we went to that skybox with your friends, and that would have been disrespectful for me not
that
to eat.
That was over a month ago.
Well, that I'm just saying that I wanted to honor them. So I ate their food, and then we had...
Oh, you certainly honored them. I will say that. They've never been more honored. Wow.
Wow, that guy's... And then we had a couple other things that have come up. We've had dinners with people, and like this weekend, I couldn't start my plant-based diet because I had to cook the Cajun food at the shelter and the shrimp, and so I had to eat that. To honor the guests and the saints. So I just have to find a time, but I think it's going to start on Saturday because Friday we have that thing with Merrill, Mad Dog and Merrill, and we got a band coming in Friday to start Oktoberfest. So I do think after that, it looks like a clear vision for plant-based.
Right after the pigs in the blanket.
Yes.
Right after that. So you're going against all your beliefs, though. You're eating pork, and it's not plant-based.
It's because I'm focused on... the customer.
On humanity.
Okay.
Wow. It's the human fun. All right. Get it started on Victory Monday right here. Mino and the Mayor, WGBW, back right after this.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world
that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Minnecoosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Minnecoosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at Ho-Chunk Minnecoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 72. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 59. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor here. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. We're going to talk about them a whole bunch today because they are the absolute best. We're also going to talk about our pick-ems. Who won this week between us? I think I may have.
No, I didn't. Well, we have a couple games tonight, but okay. How about that Miami game?
Yeah.
70 points?
Yeah.
And the crowd was booing because had they scored two more points, they would have had the all-time record.
Yeah.
I would have.
I've never seen that. I've covered NFL. I've followed the NFL forever, ever, 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 and I have never in my lifetime seen that many points scored.
Yeah, you were you were 7 years old the last time that happened.
What year was it?
66.
Was it the New York Giants?
Well, I don't know. I just read that. I have no. Hey, good morning, girls, ladies. That was.
I think she got taller since the last time she was here.
So we're bringing.
There's no way she's only 5'11". There is no way she's only 5'11".
I'm not standing up.
You're more than an inch taller than me, and I always say I'm 5'10". So, yeah. What?
I'm not going to.
You know, now that's the Monday. You should take apple picking.
Monday. Yeah, so, right. Don't have to rent
get
the ladder.
Higher branches. Hi, Cassie.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning, Cassie.
Which one do I
get? Whatever one you'd like.
Yeah, just put it on.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Introduce yourself, please.
I am Cassie Schultz.
And Cassie, you are a special guest here for a lot of reasons, but what's like the main thing you do in our community?
What is the main thing she does in our community?
Well, she's a student, and she...
She plays basketball for UW Green Bay.
I was going to have her say that, John.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you can answer it. That's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not sure where you're going to. You're talking about you'd rather have a pig's intestines than mine if your life was on the line.
Yes.
You talk about how you went and you painted the fence even though you never picked up a brush.
I went to the fence. To the fence painting.
Right. You said you did all kinds of cooking this weekend. I'm not sure if that's the truth.
Christy will attest to that.
Who did all the cooking on Sunday?
Jim, Donna, and myself. We actually did. Right. He did a lot.
I did. I was working at kitchen, Johnny. You've been proud of me.
And he served.
I brought some. Cassie, I bet you eat real healthy. This is a little off your diet. John lives on this. The New Orleans bread pudding that we made this weekend, as well as some Cajun shrimp and rice. So I brought some in. I'm going to heat it up. Have some before you go.
Okay. That sounds good.
It is. It tastes great.
Don't you have practice today?
Yeah, I do.
At 7:30, huh?
No, we have lift first.
Lift first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and of then course. Practices in the afternoon. It's our first official practice today.
That's what I was wondering. It begins now, huh?
So it'll be a full 2 hours.
What kind of, you know what I always hated about that in sports? Is it always you have those conditioning things early on? Do you have like that one gut-busting conditioning type of thing you have to do?
We actually don't. Most teams do, but we don't. We just get conditioned during practice.
Yeah, because some of it's like you have to run a mile within like 6 minutes or something and all these kind of things.
Yeah, no, we don't have to do that.
We had the 12-minute run. Do you guys ever have the 12-minute run?
2 miles?
Well, no, it was 12. You'd run for 12 minutes, but you had to get a certain distance in those 12 minutes. And it sounds really easy, but it's a lot harder than you'd think.
Yeah.
It was hard. That was our first day of practice all the time, the 12-minute run.
Yeah.
You had to go at least a mile and a half, I think it was, something like
that. Yeah, that would be right.
Yeah.
90-minute mile.
But, Cass, first of all, I want to talk about that great article I saw in the paper about a week ago about the academics of the athletes at GB, and especially women's basketball. Talk a little bit about that. That's something that needs to be, you know, you want to talk about, quote-unquote, student athletes. Nobody personifies that better than UW-Green Bay, and I really and truly mean that. How does that begin? Do they just recruit good students who are also great athletes, or is that something that's really pressed upon you when you come on campus?
I think that they recruit good students as well as good athletes, but I think that when you get on campus as a freshman, you have study tables, which, like, you learn from the start that you have to get your homework done, and they really, I mean, they help you as much as you need. Like, Coach Bronk is in charge of academics, and Coach Klein is always there for you, like, for your books and for, like, any questions. So I think it's just, like, it's something that we pride ourselves in, is that we are hardworking athletes, but we also can do well in school too. And I think we place like sixth or fifth in the country.
Right,
in
that's what I was going to say.
Our semester GPA. So yeah, that's a really cool accomplishment for our team.
What is the team GPA?
I think it said like 3.7.
That's what I thought.
8 or
isn't
something.
That great.
That's like Dean's List stuff. Wow.
The entire team.
That is incredible. But I want to get back tonight. I'll give them a lot of credit for keeping you guys at 3.6, 3.7. But you do come in with, they do recruit a pretty good talent. I mean, you, which has a little bit to do with it. Where'd you go to high school?
Luxembourg Casco.
Right. That's right.
Go Spartans.
Mm-hmm. And
or they've got a good football team again this year.
Yeah, my cousin's the quarterback.
No kidding.
Max Ronsman.
That's your cousin.
Yeah, he broke his leg last
year.
Yes. At the game I actually went to. And then, yeah, he's killing it this year too.
I think we might have been televising that game.
Really?
He is such a good player.
Yeah, he is.
I heard he might not even come back this year at one point because, you know, he had so much. But he is, you want to talk about a great athlete. This kid is incredible. Been watching him since he was like a sophomore.
Yeah,
he was
but
on the varsity.
Wrestling is his sport.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Awesome. Hey, how much, that's it's criticism that some people may have is that too much focus on athletics, not enough on academics, and academics last a lifetime, athletics may or may not, right? How do they do that with you guys? How do they keep the academics at the forefront? Is it the forefront, would you say?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They always say that we're student athletes.
Yeah.
So we're student first, athlete second. I mean, we spend so much time at the gym and like lifting and everything that it's hard to say that we are student athletes, but I mean, when we're not at the gym, like we're doing homework. A lot of people are at the coffee shop all day. Like, it's just like we know that it's one of our focuses and we want to have a good GPA, and our coaches love when we do. So I don't know. I've always prided myself in having good grades, and I know that a lot of people on my team do that too.
That's awesome. They created that culture.
Yeah.
Because then you get in, that's like, well, even if I didn't think academics were that important, they are now because I want to be part of this team.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome you're doing that. What are you studying?
My undergrad was business administration, and then right now I'm getting my master's in business management.
I told you we already had a job offer for you after your first appearance here.
Remember yeah, that? You told
your
me that.
Your buddy Jim was opening up that new store.
Oh, yeah.
Wants her to manage it.
We got a couple things.
Yes.
Johnny and I
had a job offer for you right after you were on this show last time.
Oh, perfect.
Are you a detailed person? Because Johnny and I are not.
Yeah, we're not.
They need an intern. Let me just say that.
Yes, right. Yes. Right. Well, this will be fun. We got to talk a lot more with you about the start of the UWGB women's season. How's Coach Borseth doing? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Nice and calm and
even. He's in the process of moving his house.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's moving and closing on a house on the same day today. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we're going to send a quick break. We'll be back with more Cassie Schiltz right after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. After 146 days of walking the picket line, members of the Writers Guild have reached a tentative agreement with the Hollywood studios to end the writer's strike.
WGA members received an email saying a tentative agreement has been reached between the Writers Guild and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, praising the striking writers for enduring the pain and uncertainty of the past 146 days, and calling the deal exceptional with meaningful gains and protections for writers in every sector of the membership.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The actors are still on strike. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez set to have a press conference this morning in the midst of calls from some in his own party to step down. Menendez and his wife will be arraigned Wednesday on corruption charges. Less than a week until the clock runs out on the fiscal year and barring a spending plan in place, the government will shut down. This is ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning in downtown Green Bay. 63 degrees already. 64 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. What a beautiful day we've got coming up. We also have Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, coming up down the road here. Right now we're with Cassie Schultz at UWGB Women's Basketball. They get their season started today with practice. And this segment's brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Time to replace those draft fuel windows, not in the dead of winter. Do it right now, and they've got a great deal going on. Pay as low as $19 a month per window, $75 a month on patio doors. Pella Windows rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. You give them a call, they'll come over, they'll check it all out. They'll make sure the windows are perfect for your trim, your stain, your material, the size, everything. Number one, by homeowners. Everybody says, wow, these guys come in, they do their thing, they leave. They're so polite. They're so neat. They're so taking care of everything, every need you have to get your new windows replaced. $19 per month, $75 per month for patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. You are a
You are a
very happy
Pella
customer.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Doesn't he read that? I mean, he kind of looks a little bit from the heart, a little bit from the script, right, Cassie?
Yeah, it was good.
Now you're renting.
Do you need some windows?
No, she's renting right now. I was just gonna ask her,
but not yet.
How a new patio door? But interest your new patio door?
My patio door's still on.
You know what? Okay. I never want to be. You want to know a job I would never want to have?
I'm looking for them right now.
Okay.
You see the window washers?
Well, not only that. Okay, well, I'm afraid of heights. But anyway, the guys that go around, I had a guy stop at the house one day about selling windows. Like, hey, do you need a new window? It's like, I would hate to be a door-to-door guy. Wouldn't you? I'm always polite to them.
Great, great. So am I. Because that's a tough thing. But boy,
so tough.
Everybody who, when you talk to these people who really make it big, big, big in sales, they all sold door-to-door.
I know.
I still have my Kirby. No, we've upgraded. But when the Kirby guy
came. Is that for your mom?
No,
is that the one with the lifetime guarantee? Did you hear this story?
It's not oh worth telling. So how's your basketball going?
Worst son in America.
No, he's
the worst son. You tell me if you think of a worse son.
I love my mother.
He need to buy his mother, and his mother's listening. She's 91 years old.
Yeah.
And she's saying the rosary right after we're done here.
No, right, she says it before now, Johnny. Okay, she wakes up early. She said the rosary already for people like you in this world.
Just because you need help. So he goes, I need to buy my mom a new vacuum cleaner. Okay, he goes, but she's 91. Do you really think I should pay extra for a lifetime guarantee? That's what he said.
I did not.
On this air.
All I said,
Todd, did he say that, yes or no?
Well, maybe I said it. I sure as hell didn't say it on the air.
Quiet, Todd. Thank you. Mm-hmm. He said it on the
air. It's $20. And I just said, Johnny, you think I should buy the 10-year warranty or the lifetime?
Yeah.
Kind of like during commercial break. We come back on, and that's like the lead story for the last 2 weeks.
It's a great story.
It was pretty priceless, Jim.
Oh, pricey now.
And
so,
the funny part is, and he's right. It was up because he was like so sincere. It's like, something's up with Jimmy. He takes his headphones off. Goes, I gotta ask you something. I gotta buy my mom a new vacuum. You think I should spend extra for the lifetime guarantee? I mean, she's 91. True story.
True story that it was off air, and story that it's like the lead story.
Now it's on air.
Wonder. I don't know if I still got a bead anymore in her rosary because of that, John. I don't know. I'm a little
she's wearing
nervous.
That thing out. Yeah. No question about it.
Anyway, yeah. Cassie. So
was it blessed by the Pope?
Treat your mother well, and don't ever tell a so-called friend what you're thinking. Yeah. So, especially on the radio.
Treat her well.
Basketball.
Yes.
Academics. As for those of you just maybe tuning in, UWGB women's basketball is not only a winning team, but has like the fourth, fifth, sixth highest GPA
in the nation,
which is
incredible.
Like awesome. And that's because you are a student athlete.
And is there kind of peer pressure, like if somebody's slacking a little bit academically, that it's like, hey, don't bring the rest of us down?
I mean, not that we know about, no.
Okay.
Like if someone is struggling, I'm sure one of our coaches is helping them, but that's not something we know.
Do you help each other out?
Yeah.
Because like when I was going to that little junior college and playing sports, okay, you know how we'd help each other out? Okay.
I'll open this for you.
We'd have all of the sharpest professors in the world. And they
would or students.
And they would have the same tests. So as soon as we had this one kid that was pretty smart, he had the class like in the morning and we had it in the afternoon.
Oh.
He would tell us every single thing that was on the test. In fact, sometimes he would actually write down the exact, don't even worry, here's just the answers. And that's how we'd get through. Do you guys do that for each other?
No.
Okay.
And
all right.
John.
Well, do you think she would on it?
Right.
Oh, yeah, John, that's true. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Wouldn't you that wouldn't be the right thing to do. I don't want to see those answers.
Well, you want
to
know another thing they would do? They would, back in my day, I go so far back, they used to use the, when they'd make copies, they would.
Carbon?
Carbon.
Yeah.
Guys would look for the carbon things in the garbage cans
of
the guy's office.
You got to give a little bit of credit for that.
Yeah,
that's being creative. You know, that's like, hey, look, if you're going to
put some work into it.
If you're going to leave your footprint, I'm going to use it.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That would be, I don't know if that's cheating. That's more cheating. Research.
Yeah.
That's research.
Yeah.
Discovery. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's call Dr. Tiller on that and just see what he has to say.
He's busy. He's busy. Told me last night he's not available today.
I'm going to see Tiller.
We are not encouraging kids to do these things.
No, not at all.
Kids would have no idea what carbon paper is.
No idea. But they would know the PCBs.
Remember how that stuff would smell?
Well, that's what polluted our Fox River.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, carbon paper, stuff? The PCBs. Yeah.
Remember the smell of those things?
Great memories.
Some people were like addicted to it.
Yeah.
Purple.
It smelled so good.
Yeah, it did. Like the teacher would hand out, the
first thing you do is you grab it and you go,
smell it. Have people like that. That was back in the day.
Okay, squirrel, guys. Cassie.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Cassie, welcome to the show.
Hey.
I'm still here. Don't worry.
Okay,
you
doing? I didn't see you. And so, what do you do? No, I know you're
first
the basketball
day of
player.
Practice, UW Green Bay women's basketball.
How do you feel about the season? You must eye it up. How long have you been on the team?
This is going to be my fifth year on the team.
That's what I thought. So you must know the competition pretty well. How do you feel? I mean,
I'm excited. Yeah, I think we have a really hardworking group this year, like we usually do. But I think that we're all really excited. And just we lost one game too short last year, the conference championship, and we want to get back there and win that and get to the NCAA tournament. So I think that's our goal. And yeah, we're excited for season to start, get rolling.
Do any of you have an NIL deal?
I don't.
Okay. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Was it name, image, likeness?
Yeah, right. That's what it is.
Some of those girls that play for LSU are making millions, right?
Yeah. The millions. LSU girls, Clark.
We'd like to get you an NIL
deal.
Please.
Just wait. Let's finish Johnny.
Okay. For
20%.
Oh, us getting 20%?
Yeah, right? We're not just going to do it.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely looking for any NIL deals. Any local Green Bay business partners want to?
Because you are a standout athlete, a standout student going for your master's degree, right?
Yes.
You are what?
Do you have your master's?
I didn't finish that. Okay. And let me tell you why. No, just wait. You can
laugh. Hey, Cassie, what kind of cup does he bring out when people are smart?
He goes to Harvard.
I did.
Who was it the other day? Oh, it was Dr. Chan.
Yes.
That guy who ran the tables on Jeopardy? From St. Norbert?
He won like nine times in a row.
Yeah, I watched that.
300 grand.
We had him here Friday.
He was our guest.
Or Thursday. Yeah. But anyway, so Jim, the first time I've ever seen him, because he went to Harvard, business school or summer school or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so true. I went to summer school.
So anyway, first time I'd ever seen him, he thought, I'm going to impress him. And you know what? The Dr. Chanson goes, yeah, that's known as dropping the H-bomb when people do that. Todd, how funny was that?
That guy was awesome.
Yeah, that's what people do. They drop the H-bomb casually.
I would bring that cup out, too.
I know, right?
There you go. I bought a bunch of them just in case I break that. I need a backup. Anyway, so to get this NIL, it would be a business like a Schreiber or Associated Bank saying, hey, look. Pella Windows to say, look, you are who we want as our spokesperson and we'll give you $1 million.
Yeah, it can be anything. It can be like a coffee shop. Like there's a lot of girls in the Horizon League there's a few of them that are partnered with like Dunkin' Donuts. So they have like their own Dunkin' order and like they just like take pictures of their Dunkin' coffee.
Okay, we need to do this.
All right, because it doesn't have to be shoes or...
No, it can be anything. It can...
Okay.
Yeah, I could be holding up a soda. I could be... It can literally be anything.
How are those two girls from... I think it was University of Miami or University of Florida.
The Cavender twins?
Yes.
They're making bank.
How much are they making? It's like...
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, millions upon millions, like $10 million a year.
Mm.
They even gave up basketball now, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they did.
And just doing that. And that girl, she's a gymnast at LSU.
Yeah.
Who's making, I think Dunn is her last name.
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
She's making like $20 million.
Really?
You can't believe how much money some of these. And the one girl who calls herself Bayou Babe or something like that.
The LSU girl?
Yeah.
Angel Reese?
Yes.
Yeah.
How much is she making?
More than... Probably top. Her and Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers are probably making the most.
Right.
It's
unbelievable. Or what did she call herself? The Bayou millions. Barbie? Bayou?
I think that's what she called herself.
Something like that. Yeah. But you can't believe how many millions of dollars these athletes are making.
And 20% of that, Johnny.
I know.
We're good. Oh okay, we'll help you out. We're
okay,
good.
Perfect. We're on this. You guys help me out.
We're on this. Let us know. Somebody get
careful.
Todd, how do they text us? We're going to do this.
Well, first of all, Cassie, be careful. And then second of all, download the Civic Media app and
yes,
choose
text
your station.
Us,
yeah, and choose either WGBW or WISS, if lower right-hand corner.
Because this is legal now, right? I mean, we're not
right,
but nothing under the table, nothing, whatever.
But if you get a deal out of this show, you may. We got you on tape now.
How about this?
And we may not be as nice as we are now.
How about if we sponsor her, you and I pay her, and then we take 20%?
Because we don't have any money.
Good point. Other than that.
I mean,
20% of nothing is still nothing.
All right. We're going to work on this.
We'll
Civic Media, Todd, put in a call.
Our owner is Sage Weiss. You could be the spokesman saying, look, this is a company that... You know, that you're proud to represent and talk about all the good things and how what we do in terms of being kind of academic, except for this show, and how we are community involved, which you are and we are. There's an alignment. So you could be the Civic Media spokesperson. We have 20 stations in the state. We are owned by a guy who's very successful.
Yes.
So, and 20% of that. Now that's starting to make sense.
Okay. Now we're on to something.
Okay. We got a little work to do today. Okay.
We're talking this is business.
We're talking business.
We can be in touch.
Let's talk business. I like it a lot. Wow. I've always wanted to be like an agent.
And you want to be my agent?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I be your agent?
Yeah.
Do you think you have a chance in the pros?
I could probably play overseas after. Yeah.
You know, that's
there's quite a few
I was talking with some people who have played over there. That's a little bit tougher than people realize.
Yeah, it is.
As far as, like, I was talking with a lady one time and her
especially
son
in Russia.
Her son went to, like, Belgium or someplace,
okay?
And he just, like, flies there and somebody picks him up who doesn't speak English.
Yep.
Like, drops him off. Nobody spoke English. Didn't know how to get to practice. Didn't know where the gymnasium was. I mean, it's tougher than people realize, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I bet you've heard some horror
stories. Yeah, I've heard some people that just get dropped off at the airport and that's it. And they're, like, trying to read the signs and, like, they don't. Or sometimes they drop them off and they give them a car and they have to drive on the other side of the road.
That's exactly what happened in this case,
and they're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Didn't know where he was going.
Yeah.
Didn't know the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of credit for not being so American that say they drive on the wrong side of the road. They drive on the other side of the road. You know, they have, you know, some people
did
are like.
Did I say the wrong?
No, you didn't. No, you know, oh. That's, you're showing your academics. You know, but
only you would pick up on that.
You know, they talk about ugly Americans and that they think, get this, I can tell you one story. Just very quickly.
Here we go.
No, this I may have said this before. So we're in Europe and touring the, we were in London, where were we? Anyway, and the guy's like, look, there's a bunch of us in the group, like maybe 30 of us. And the guy said, look, I know a lot of you are here from the United States, you know, and welcome. We're glad you're here. Is there anyone here not from the United States? And this guy raises his hand. And goes, where are you from? Goes, Wisconsin.
Oh, my.
I was so embarrassed, John.
Was it you?
No. Anyway, that's right. They tease us ugly Americans. But, all right, let's talk about basketball. How are you guys going to do?
Got 1 minute.
Oh, quickly. How are you going to do?
How are we going to do? Yeah. I think we're going to do good.
Like, do you guys predict you can't? Out of 30 games, can you win 25?
I would 25? Love to win the Horizon League, like, normal tournament and then the actual tournament, and then get to the NCAA tournament.
Awesome.
And to upset some teams.
Kevin ever go off?
Does he ever go off? Yeah. Yes. At me? Yes.
We got to get him on soon. First day of practice, your senior season.
Yes, kind of.
Yeah. Have fun.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, I did those games for so many years and still want to get together with the guys. It's like, do we realize how much fun that was playing big-time D1 sports?
And
enjoy Cassie, every moment of it.
Dude, and Cassie, you're a great example to have the academics. Being a student-athlete is what we need.
Thank you so much. Right,
best good luck to Cassie.
Thanks for
so
having
much.
Me.
You bet. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents. Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows around 59. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered showers again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 67. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Here on a beautiful Monday morning in downtown Green Bay. Victory Monday. What an incredible win. Coming back against the Saints yesterday. That was almost like a season-changing type of win, wasn't it? I mean, what a difference between 1-2 versus 2-1. And that's where the Green Bay Packers sit. Could be 3-0, but that's fine. Lions coming to town this week, which is going to be so much fun. Once again, 63 degrees in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. Do we have Brittany on the line?
Yeah, go Pack, go.
All right. Woo! A little touch of Merlot on a Monday morning.
Yeah, that's the best, right? Good way to start the work week off.
Yeah, what? Jim just got that.
I did. Sorry, I was running back in here.
Where were you?
Okay. I was heating up. You know what I was doing, Brittany? I was heating up the food I made for the Lions, for the Saints game. I made some shrimp Creole New Orleans bread pudding, and we had a guest in here. A UWGB basketball player who's like a perfect example of who you want. She needs an NIL deal.
Yes.
She's academically very, very smart and great personality. A student.
Master's degree.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we're working on her. We'll get you one too.
Yes.
I don't know if they have NIL.
You gave her some treats. Good.
No, we're just heating it up. So that's where I was.
I don't think they have NIL deals for meteorologists.
Oh, all right. Hey, this is a great weather pattern coming up or whatever it's called, right? Like for the next... like 10 days or something. It's like,
how's it look Thursday night?
Thursday night, not too bad. But up until then, I mean, you've got rain knocking on your back doorstep right now. It's been hitting my area the whole day yesterday. Now it's moving towards you guys. So we've got a rainy few days to start the week off. But I mean, we kind of needed the rain. It's going to get a little bit cooler into those upper 60s. But by the weekend, that's going to be fantastic. Back near 80 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
By the weekend.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just
so
fantastic.
Spoiled.
Wow. And then that was the greatest summer. We all said that, Jip. This might have been the greatest summer we've ever had. And this is turning out to be the greatest fall we've ever had.
Brittany, yeah, happy fall, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
Love it.
Like, we've been talking about the greatest summer, but it kind of was, wasn't it? I mean, from a meteorologist standpoint, did you think it was? Or is that just us because we're glad to be employed?
Okay, I don't know where that came from.
I mean, it could have been better. It could have been better. We needed more rain.
Yeah.
I missed thunderstorms, all of that. I mean, the drought is affecting the fall colors now. Everything matters. Even though the rainy days are not fun in summer, but that's how we get our brightest fall colors right now. So if you notice, some of them started changing earlier. And then they're a little bit more dull, too. You'll start to see... the reds aren't as red. They're more brownie-like, stuff like that. So it's all because you have to have a really wet summer in the beginning of summer, and then it can dry out at the end of summer to give us the brightest colors.
I had no idea.
Me either. So, Brittany, we're going to ask you, because I know you do that when you were here on 26, you did the Break It Down with Brittany, where you would explain to us I don't know, novices or whatever the word would be, that, like, why do the leaves turn? And so you're explain to us again. So I thought the brighter colors were because the sun was out. That, because I, so, you know what I mean?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. So the best colors you get is if you have a really sunny day and then a crisp and cool night in the
right.
fall. So that'll definitely change the colors. But what's happening now is because of the drought all summer long, the trees are under so much stress from lack of water that they're turning faster. They're going to be more dull and they're not going to last as long. Plus,
wow.
we have some breezy winds coming up in the next few days. So
okay.
Like,
hey, Brittany, hey, hold it right there, Brittany. We were so excited. Like, a minute ago. But what a beautiful fall. It was a great summer.
Yeah, thanks, Brittany.
And you're just bringing it all down.
I think we're coming up against a break.
Wow. No. Yeah, she's really breaking it down with Brittany. Wow.
Well, bringing
it down. Have a little Merlot to get in a better mood after
we're
this.
Bringing it down with Brittany. No, Brittany, we love you. We love you. I'm just kidding.
Hey, we're excited about the fall color as well. Don't get too excited.
Yeah,
Brittany's
they're dull.
Coming up next.
We had a dry summer.
The color sucked this
but,
year.
Hey, Brittany, where are you?
Wow.
When you were on TV, now that we're on radio, we can't do it, but you give us the forecast of the color charts, right? Like where it's going to be peak and that drive up to Wausau. You're in Wausau, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's a beautiful drive on 29.
Yeah, I agree.
And you get up to Granite Peak. Where are the colors at? I mean, there are some trees here, though, in Green Bay. We were driving around Saturday when we went to paint the fence, and we noticed a few trees that were really turning. Where are we at here in Green Bay?
Yeah. So you guys are at about 10 to 20% brown in Outagamie County. The third week of October is supposed to be your peak. Now, you guys have such a later peak because you're close to the bay. The water stays warmer longer, so all of that goes into play. But I mean, if you drive, like you mentioned, up towards 29, Shawano, Menominee, Oconto, they're at all 30 to 40% color. So that goes from all the way to Wausau, goes up north into like Rusk and Barron counties. But the best colors right now, you have to go to Forest or Iron County, so up towards Lake Superior more. Their peak is going to be next week.
So the UP's probably hitting prime time, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Have you ever driven around the UP?
Fire, too. Have you guys been there for the peak?
Where?
Up towards the UP.
Well, I grew up there, yeah.
Johnny, you grew up there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
You know what I'm talking about, then.
You take a ride. Have you ever seen the music video Born Free by Kid Rock?
Yes.
Okay, you know that whole stretch along the lakes and everything and all the colors? That's like between Marquette and Munising. That's one of the most beautiful drives in the world this time of year. Right along Lake
Superior.
I'll
do that next weekend.
Yeah, I'm serious. It's gorgeous.
Well,
yeah.
I've done that. We drove to Mackinac, right? We would drive.
Well, that's the other direction, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let me.
it was pretty green, but it wasn't this time of year. You know, we talked a little bit last week about how people spend a lot of money to go out to like Boston, Maine, New Hampshire for leafing and just to go look at the colors. And yeah, you can save the money and do it right here. I mean, you got to plan a little bit more, right?
Well, like have you ever been to Copper Harbor in the UP? You would think you're at Cape Cod.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Right, Brittany?
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Yeah.
I would not even spend the money to go all the way to the East Coast. No way.
Right. And we did that, but they have the covered bridges, which is cool. But there's a lot of neat places to stop at along the beautiful leaves here right in Wisconsin. So
absolutely.
I would throw the kids in the car.
One time, remember Mike Sherman, Packer coach?
Yeah.
We used to have him on our show at my other little radio station. And he said, we asked what he's doing this week. And then an off week, he said, I'm going up to Door County. And I go, hey, have you ever been there? I said, it's a lot like Cape Cod. He goes, you ever been to Cape Cod, Judd? I go, no. He goes, I didn't think so. Okay? So what does he do?
Man.
He buys a place in Door County, and on Door County Magazine headlines, it reminds me so much of Cape Cod.
There you go.
True story.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, this is always fun having you on. We always feel smarter after having you on.
We do.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And you know how
You're
stuff like works. You
right.
Know?
We tell people stuff, but we don't tell them we got it from you.
No. We try to act like we know
like
stuff.
Like we knew that.
But we don't.
Yeah.
Because of the dry summer, the leaves aren't may not be as bright.
We use that in conversation.
Yeah, we will. We're gonna sound
so
smart
this week.
Some
of you had like a cocktail party, and somebody will say, "Hey, you know what? The colors, they're just not what they used to be, right?" Yeah.
And you want to know why?
You know
what I mean?
Here's why. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And people are like, "How do you know that?"
We know everything.
We read a lot.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Yes.
I'll try to make it more positive next week.
All right, that would be nice.
Love you. We'll see you.
You're the best, Brittany Merlot, Central Medic. Civic media meteorologist. That's harder that to say than to you say. Would think.
Especially after all that Merlot.
Exactly. Might on the Mayor, back right after this. Why don't they do what they say?
Bobcat Plus, your local authorized Avant articulated loader dealer of Appleton and De Pere, reminds us to thank our police, firefighters, and first responders for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. Working tirelessly around the clock, they're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little thanks. They're the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. So please keep those who keep us safe in your thoughts and prayers. Thank them for all they do for our safety. This message is sponsored by Bobcat Plus.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest. Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.